What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Brat, brat. It's a Wednesday, the 17th of May. What a day.
This is the slowest.
Yeah, this is the slowest blop blops.
Yeah. I really enunciated every one of the rolling of the R's.
It's like you were doing it for your
Actually, can we get that on? What is that? What is that song? It's the it's like the fucking 1970s disco version of the classic
Mozart. Is that Mozart?
Right.
They all start to run together once you get older, right?
I'm not crazy. Wait, I'm not imagining this, right?
It was disco. It was a disco remix.
Who was the deaf guy? Who was the gay guy?
Beethoven was deaf, and they all were gay.
Were they gay?
They were all
Everyone
taking dick.
Was gay.
You think you're writing classical music without taking some dick, giving some dick to men's butt?
A truly good artist without at least experimenting with some gay shit.
It's what's holding all of us back.
Yeah.
That's why Zach's killing us in this business.
Very true. Look, I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Luis J. Gomez, real ass dude, ultimate minority, hashtag the show. Hanging out with the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy.
What up, Nook?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. Also very happy to have in studio two wonderful guests today. Returning, he's a regular really on the show. Basically, he's real ass in his own right. Everyone knows that. Dave Smith is here, guys.
Hello.
Yay!
Thank you.
Also returning for the second time on the show. Loved having you last time. You issued a real ass challenge to me on the internet. And I was like, you know what, dude? You want to issue a real ass challenge on the internet? You put your money where your mouth is. You come to the Real Ass Podcast. You issued that challenge.
I knew
Dave Temple's back.
Yay. These are the Daves I know, baby.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah. Blah.
All right. So here, look, we got a great show planned today. Shannon is producing, but we got Robbie the Fire Bernstein on the ones and twos right now. Just learning a little. Learning how to do this, Robbie. So here's the deal. If there is any fuck-ups today, I want to preemptively apologize for the fuck-ups because I don't have any faith that Robbie Bernstein can get through the show without fucking up. At least
Robbie the Fire Bernstein.
Yeah.
The new producer of Part of the Problem.
Well, this is why he's doing
the
this show.
The new house Jew.
So here's the deal.
I've been downgraded to street Jew.
Yeah.
Field Jew.
I'm a field Jew. That term has never existed. That hasn't existed since Egypt.
I think that's the news. Every news Dave, anchorman is
Dave's
a field
kind
Jew.
Of an Uncle Moisha.
Is Dave voting Republican? That fucking Uncle Moisha.
Uncle Moisha.
Guys, we're on a Trump hat.
I think that this is probably one of the more difficult Trump shows yarmulke. To produce. Yeah, Make America Rage is in a spiral on your yarmulke. No, this is one of the more difficult shows to produce. Not only do we have a lot of segments and a lot of fun
yeah,
stuff,
true.
Right? But also, I'm a little bit intense. So I feel
no.
like... No. Yeah. So I feel like this is throwing Robbie to the fire. And he's going to learn right now how to fucking produce the show. This is the way to do it. Okay?
All
so
right.
Before we even get into this show, let's get some plugs out of the way. Whoa! I like Robbie more than Shannon so far in the show because it wouldn't work. Boo 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 boo.
I don't know if you're saying boo or boob.
Boop.
Yeah, but the B always is starting the next
boob. All right, fine. It kind of works with Shannon now. Boo 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 boo. Motley Crue, one of my favorites. A lot of people turn it down a little bit, Robbie. It's very loud, Rob. Thank you. So here's the deal. A lot of people chose Guns N' Roses back in the day. You know, most people didn't make a choice.
A lot of people chose Guns N' Roses?
Most people didn't look at things like it had to be a choice. For I always looked at everything in life like it was a pro wrestling match. I had to always choose a side. You know, there had to be a bad guy. There had to be a good guy. Guns N' Roses, fuck Guns N' Roses.
The psychological term is called splitting. It's found often in narcissists.
Really? No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like breaking things into black and white, good versus evil, one side or the other.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Dave. That's good. I learn something new from you every day. This
Even is why. I don't know if it's official, though. I feel like you trust everything that comes from Dave, but like
80% of it's true.
No, yeah. Look, here's the thing. Dave wasn't making that up. That was very. I can tell when Dave's.
Splitting, yeah.
Turn it down a little more, Robbie. Thing you'll understand, Dr. Feel Boobs. So, Dave Smith, anything coming up to plug?
Well. Gas Digital, of course, is producing my debut comedy special, which I'm filming on June 1st. Tickets are sold out. However, if you're not coming, I'm going to be running it this upcoming weekend, the 26th and 27th at the Creek and Cave, 10 p.m. If you want to come see me run the hour. And, yeah, aside from that, right here on the network, of course, everything I do. Part of the Problem, Legion of Skanks. And, yeah, fucking really fun. Been a really fun process putting this this thing together. Lewis is directing it. You've been fucking killing it, bro.
Let's talk about that impressed. In a little bit. I love it, man. Dave Temple, anything to plug, my friend?
DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. You can check out my podcast, First World Problems, available on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that bullshit. And May the 27th, I am producing a show in my hometown at the Philadelphia Punchline. It's called The Cookout. Be a day party from 3 to 7, comedy show at 7:30, followed by more after party and drinking at 10 o'clock. So
yeah.
Get your tickets at punchlinephilly.com and see you there.
See, you can do that. We can't. That's kind of racist. If a white guy said, hey, I want to put the show together, it's all black comics, we're going to call it The Cookout. That's racist.
There's an actual cookout.
Okay. I thought it was called that.
No. I said there's going to be there's a cookout from 3 to 7.
Come to the show in Philly. It's called the first of the month.
It's the food stamp comedy show.
Yeah, yeah.
No work boots needed.
Now, did you guys do shit like that? Did you ever make girls like show thongs to get into parties for half off or shit like that?
No, I think that's illegal now.
Yeah.
Wait, what does it make them do? What?
Like thong parties and shit. Oh. Like where you would have to show your thong at the door to get in for free.
No, but like none of that.
Never let me in.
And he would preempt. Yeah. Just like, guys, I'm here. You're like, Zach, I just invited you over to play cards, dude.
Those
put
are
your
boxers.
Ass away.
You just walk here.
Zach, you had it in the plug.
Twitter, Instagram. Zach is not funny. You're going to be out in L.A. with Lewis from the 21st through the 26th. Roast battling at the Comedy Store versus Doug Fager on the 23rd. 11:30 show. It is free. Please come. We got a bunch of shows out there.
Is that going to be on the network, Lewis, as well?
I don't think so. I'm going to see what we can do. I'm going to see what we can do to get some sort of copy of it that will be dope that we can put
on. Because I want to fucking watch that.
Yeah, everyone wants to watch that. Yeah, man. That is next week, guys. We're leaving Saturday, Zachy. Me and Zach will be rooming together for about 4 days. And after...
Oh, Zach, I'm so sorry.
After doing Dave's, you know, just the intro for the special, and the look that Zach gave me when I criticized the way that he taped the pole to one of the protester signs, I mean, I've never seen Zach actually get angry at me. He snapped.
Really?
Because he was sweating... His ass crack.
Hold
was
on,
showing.
Can I guess? Does it just still come out in funny one-liners?
No, it didn't. It was like he was like, really.
Down.
You want me to go home? That's what he said. He yelled, "Really? Do you want me to go home?"
Really?
Yeah. Zach
oh,
also,
when, I missed that.
You understand? And Zach also only speaks to like he does, Zach speaks as much to me in real life as he does on the podcast. So we'll be hanging out, and Zach will literally just kind of like stare around, and then once in a while throw something, and while I'm just yapping to myself, goddamn, it really is the relationship that me and Zach have is kind of the same, you know. But yeah, Zach.
There's no curtain to pull aside here.
Yeah, no. We're very real on this show. That's why I call it the Real Ass Podcast. We didn't name it the Real Ass Podcast. The fans did.
That was the you just defeated your whole philosophy by lying. You obviously named your podcast.
But am I lying? I don't know. That's a test for everybody.
That's the thing.
Dave, you don't understand what I do. I constantly challenge everybody's real ass at every given moment of the podcast. They don't know what's true, what's fake.
Oh, my God.
It's a real ass conundrum.
I didn't realize I was on a real ass journey this whole time.
You don't realize that, dude. You don't realize that. I had a realization.
That I enjoyed that way too much.
Guys,
realize that
Roastmasters is back. Last night we fucking killed it.
What a great show, man.
Yeah, Mookie Thompson versus Katie Hannigan in the main event. That is out on Guest Digital now. Starting on May 30th, we're going to be live every week from the Stand in New York City in Gramercy. Tickets are only $5 when you use the promo code Masters at thestandnyc.com. You guys can go watch it live for $5, or you can watch it on Guest Digital. But starting in June, the entire audio episodes will be coming out on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere else.
Cool.
There is the Roastmasters podcast starting in June as well.
Next week,
Los Angeles. I got some shows at the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, the Dime, and more. I'm going to be posting some specific dates this weekend, so you guys can come and see me if you're in the Los Angeles area. I got some podcasts doing Joey Diaz's podcast, Burke Crusher's
awesome.
Kill Tony, etc.
How much fun was Kill Tony in Houston?
Oh, dude, love that fucking show. Love that guy. Tony's the man. Tony's such a great dude.
And I just also wanted to say, adding 2 cents, but goddamn, Katie Hannigan was really fucking impressive last night. I was really impressed. She's a murderer. Go watch that roast.
She fucking was so good, so tight, really funny. Also, guys, go. Skankfest is sold out, but you can win free tickets by following Skankfest NYC on Twitter, giving away a pair every Friday to one lucky random follower on Twitter. So make sure you guys go follow at SkankFestNYC on Twitter. And also check out the brand new Believe You Me podcast with myself and UFC champion Michael Bisping. If you guys love the UFC and you love me, this is a great way to listen to both. It is available on Gas Digital every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Luis J. Gomez. And right now, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. This is a new fucking contest. Shannon, did you make a brand new contest drop? I need to drop this as like something like a brand new contest. You can even use that, but do some effects.
It's just you doing a Lewis voice.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, who wants brand new content? I know I do.
Or you should call them a
contest.
Real ass podcast exclusives.
Well, for rape?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's when I do my one-on-one interviews. And then I rape them at the end of every interview.
The final question. You know the interview's wrapping up when Lewis starts asking questions about rape? He's like, so, you want to get raped? You want to get raped right now?
You ever been raped? When you got raped, did you call the cops?
Are you aware of the fact that I'm about to rape you?
Look, I'm raping you. I'm inside of you. Guys.
That last one wasn't a question.
If you go to iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Between now and June 1st, I'm going to pick three random reviewers and give them one of the brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirts, which, Shannon, if you want to show Robbie how to pull up those t-shirts on the Gas Digital website, we have three t-shirt designs technically. It's two designs, a couple different colors though. So you guys can pick your brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. I'm going to pick three reviewers, so go do that on our iTunes. And that's that. So, I'm in a little bit of a better mood now.
But the plugs got
Wednesday.
You in a better mood.
It's Wednesday. Yeah.
It is Wednesday.
So
that's
a weird hump to get over all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. We don't work in like the day job world. So Wednesday is hump day. Our hump day, I feel like, is like Saturday at 4 a.m.
My hump day was like the last 7 years.
Yeah,
trying to get over that.
There it is. Look at that right there. That's the Real Ass Podcast
great
monogram
shirt.
Design. And then show the skull snake, which Shannon doesn't like. Tell me what you guys think of this skull snake, because Shannon is she's very negative sometimes. And I have to.
I'd never describe Shannon that
Look at that. I think that's dope. Pull it up on the back, Robbie. I think that's dope.
I think it's cool. I like the first one. Yeah. I want one of those first ones.
It's almost
ones.
Like the nurse symbol.
The nurse?
Isn't a nurse like a
snake coming through a skull?
No.
I don't want that nurse's help.
What's the RN? The RN symbol.
Real ass nigga? That's another podcast.
Oh, that symbol? I haven't trademarked that yet, so I don't want to give it out. What is the RN?
Shannon, don't write down real ass nigga. It's not going to be called that. I just watched her write it down, like, ooh, that's going to be the name of the show. I had to tell Shannon, I was like, Shannon, you can't have the N-word or rape or kike in the title of the show.
Of course, it can fill the episode.
Stars.
No, but here's the part. You just don't want to fucking, it's almost like it's a little too much.
Look, if someone's going to be searching tape to find something offensive, you don't want to make it that easy.
What just happened here? Did I just hear Lewis say it's a little bit too much? What the fuck is going on
here?
Well,
just for the title of an episode.
Very early into this show, we had to proclaim no more rape in the titles.
Yeah.
That was like 7 weeks.
Because it was like three or four episodes in a row where it was like, the rape-tastic, fantastic, fantabuloso rape fest, part three.
Rape Revisited.
Rape Remix. Like, wait,
Lewis, I did like this name the first two times, but this is just getting a little bit ridiculous.
Rape Remix. I mean,
the remix to Ignition.
Dude, it was fucking. I mean, it was Realize Podcast exclusive, and I thought it'd be funny just to write rape in capital letters, then the exclusive part in lowercase letters.
Little did Lewis know the tone of the industry was changing at that time, and rape wasn't so cool.
They still haven't said anything. We really have, with Legion of Skanks, probably said every word on every episode. We say like crazy shit,
dude. I was talking to Jay about this. He was on Part of the Problem last week, and I was talking to him about, like, it's pretty crazy to me for what we do, for how, I'm not like tooting our own horn, but for how big that show has gotten with Skanks, that we don't get any fucking like, not one Jezebel article, not one lefty is coming after us. We say the most fucked up shit. For all these other guys they go after, like, no, I love some of them, but you're going after Sam Morrell's stand-up? Like, that's who's challenging
you?
Not Legion of Skanks?
Because me and Dave are working with the same agent now, and they sent us an SNL writing packet. And I was like, no, I don't want to fill out an SNL writing packet for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm too busy.
I don't have time to fill out a fucking writing packet.
Yeah, I don't have time. Even if I had time to fill out the packet, if I got the job itself, I'd literally have to give up everything that I'm doing.
Well, just to be
it's
fair.
It's a full-time job.
Right, so just for people who aren't in this dumb scene or whatever, it's not like Saturday Night Live writing packet isn't like when you're like, oh, I'll just bang that out quickly and send it in. This is like one of the most competitive writing jobs in the world.
You
got to fucking put
at
together a really good packet. And you're like, so I have to put a ton of time into something to maybe get a job I don't want. I don't know who would, that's great. But it is like you were saying, like, we, for whatever reason, I mean, we attack on Legion of Skanks from every angle. Like, I come from I'll be very serious and political and be like, I don't believe in rape culture. I don't believe the 1 in 4 thing. I say everything that you're not supposed to say. And Lewis will just make, I mean, the most horrific jokes. Like,
not jokes.
big joke. Big J put, like, blackface on at one point, basically.
Okay. No. Big J, I did too.
Oh, yeah, you did too.
I put on blackface.
I guess because you're Puerto Rican, well, I just don't.
It really wasn't anything. I also think that I specifically get a little more carte blanche.
Because you're brown. Jay, I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying.
Carte blanche was his black name.
I just think it's crazy that we, you know, if there's something about us, whatever it is, we hit a vibe where they just would rather not go after us.
I know why it is. It's because we call ourselves the most offensive podcast on earth, and it's packaged that way.
Yes. Because, and I think we're going to defend it. Yeah, I think they know. Dude, I think there's something to this.
And we're also funny with it.
We're very funny with it, I think. And also, I think there's something about it's like the bully doesn't want to fight the kid who they know is going to hit back. And there's just like, they know we'll defend what we're doing. Like, we're not a bunch of pussies who, as soon as you go like, oh my God, you know, that was really offensive and contributed to rape culture, we'll be like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then we're not going to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're right. We did contribute to rape, which is what I'd say about 80% of guys seem to do when they're called on something these days. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Did I?
No, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I did contribute to rape culture. I'll say the same words, but I'll just say them with different tones.
It's like, my whole life, I've been trying to contribute to rape culture.
I contribute to rape culture.
Yeah.
Do something about it. But the girl who got in trouble on SNL.
Again? Someone got in trouble?
No. This is a while ago. This Spanish girl, pull up the tweet that she got in trouble for. Was it Melissa Villaseñor? I did shows with her up at Moon Tower. Super sweet girl. A sweet girl. Holy shit. And then I'm just a big fucking brute asshole. And I'm like, she got in trouble? That's crazy. So the idea of even going,
it's so weird. Who they picked?
Trying,
she was a writer. No, she was a cast member. They went through her old tweets. And she said something.
Here, go. Pull up the actual tweet. What is it?
Oh.
Robbie, you can get on mic. Pull up that tweet. What does it say?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to find the specific.
I was like,
tweet
is Robbie not talking?
Yeah, he didn't even do any banter leading up to it or nothing. Just
here's the picture of the chick.
You keep passing the tweet.
Holy shit, Robbie, you are retarded.
No, but this isn't her. It's blocked. I'm excited about the first Latina on SNL. That's someone's response.
Oh, that's somebody's response. Let's see. Oh, right there. She goes, I hate those Mexicans on bikes. They threw something at my car. The world doesn't need them.
Well, that's so big. It's not clear she's talking about all Mexicans. She said those. Like, is she talking about a group of Mexicans?
I think there's Mexicans.
The ones that went by on the
bikes. Yeah, like, that's
well,
not racist.
I think in Cali, maybe, are there Mexicans? Is there a Mexican on bike problem in California? Maybe that's what it is. I bet you that's a specific thing.
Now, what's her background? Do you know? You said she's Hispanic?
She's Hispanic,
Here's a big thing. See, this is something like people on the left don't like wrapping their head around this nuance because they think of like the Latino vote as one thing. Yeah. Hispanic people don't think of themselves as one thing is Latino. Mexicans and Cubans do not fucking get along. Like, and they don't look at this shit. But a lot of times, like, Mexican, if you go call a different type of Hispanic Mexican, and see what reaction that gets. It's usually
great. I will fuck your wife in her throat if you come back, so right in front of you.
But seriously, that's like insulting. You call a Puerto Rican Dominican, they're insulted by that.
No, it's not as much as Mexican.
I didn't even know.
Though.
I just found out
Mexican
this
is the worst.
There's a difference between Spanish and Latino.
Well, Spain came and conquered all that area, right, and basically made them all
Latino
speak
is not,
Spanish.
Well, hold on. Latin is a language.
Right.
Latino is like a race or a your ethnicity, right?
See, this
Latino?
Is, this is, this
Spanish is a country.
This is now where we start to get into like that whole my proper pronoun
No,
but Spanish.
You're retarded, Dave. Listen to me.
Spanish is a nationality
is
and a language. It's a language
Spanish,
and a nationality, right?
Spanish is a place, and I'm retarded.
Spain is a place.
Spain is a place.
If you're Spanish, you're from Spain.
Right. It's a, you could say it's
I'm
a nationality.
Not Spanish. I speak Spanish.
That's and it's, right. It's a language and a nationality.
Right.
But Latino, I mean Latin people or whatever. I mean, like, I don't know what they fucking.
It's
Latino.
Spanish.
Latino is your Hispanic is the same as Latino, I believe.
Yeah,
you're telling me
forms.
People in Brazil can't understand people in Spain.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil, so they could probably. It's a very similar language.
No, they can't.
But
it's not
you
the
could,
same language.
It's a very similar language, though. If you know Spanish, you could probably understand a little
right,
bit of Portuguese.
But that's
if you know
like
Portuguese,
I think Latino
understand.
Might be South American.
But that's like saying like Haitian.
Central American,
that's like
so.
Saying
we are
like
fucking
like,
retarded. Every like literally, can you find the Robbie? As instead of just staring at the fucking screen, find the definition of Latino,
Robbie,
Hispanic.
You know what's funny is Robbie was just reading the last article. Robbie was just like reading about other Saturday Night Live cast members who got in trouble. He goes, "Man, the list goes on and on." I just lost in a world.
Man, Belushi died of heroin and coke. Wow.
No, Portuguese is a different language altogether than Spanish. You can understand certain words. They're you know, it's a different language altogether. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not. It's a different language. There's no debate about
that's
that.
That's like in the islands, like with Jamaicans and people from Barbados. They all speak in the same.
But that might be
shit,
that's more similar. Those dialects.
Do they even have
similar.
A different language in Jamaica? I thought
they
don't understand each other.
I thought Jamaicans just have an accent.
I know Trinidadians have like a dialect.
Patois?
But it's broken English. So it's like it's the equivalent of how like black people speak English on a train. You know how it's like so much slang. You're like, holy shit.
Very loudly.
Yeah. That's why it's very loud also. It's very loud. It's very aggressive. But it's just broken English and a lot of slang.
It's so funny because if you
that'd
go
be a great Kickstarter teaching black people inside voice.
If you go into like the deep south, you can't understand like ghetto people, like deep south ghetto.
You can't understand like
that's
trailer trash
language.
White people in the deep south either, man. They speak like a crazy fucking. It's like what those guys on King of the Hill that character was making fun of. They speak like some
that
weird shit. Like
Cajun
you wouldn't. It's like
shit,
yeah, that like Cajun shit. You're right, but that's like redneck in the woods, like alligator wrestling. That shit's like another level. But I'm talking about like if you ever watch like there's videos. You should even just find them. Like look up like
anything in Walmart.
Like Atlanta black dude. Like
Atlanta,
shit,
like gang members, like talking. Like,
yeah, I probably wouldn't understand a lot of it.
Dude, it's like fucking really intense. I remember I had to dip out of The Wire because I didn't understand how the black people were talking and I didn't understand how the cops
just like
were talking.
Some black guy in a suit who's like, can I have a hamburger, please? And Lewis is like, what is this animal saying?
Can I get subtitles?
I can't. He goes, excuse me, officer, it's 3rd Street this way. What is this oogie boogie language that they have?
No, the thing they got praised for so much on The Wire was that it was so realistic and that it was like, you know, they had like real cops like.
And they portrayed
actually,
both sides as pieces of shit, which is it was very, very rare that shows do that, which is a nuanced thing that like most. It's usually either, as you said, splitting
very,
like good guys versus bad guys.
Yeah.
But this one they were like, no, everyone's kind of criminals and everyone's kind of fucked up.
But the language on it, I mean, it reminds me of almost like watching like Game of Thrones where you got to really pay attention. You're like, because the language is so
good
thick.
Point. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So like.
Did that thug just jump on a dragon?
Oh no, it was his homie's bike. Never mind, there was not a dragon. Is this somebody talking? Get it, let me hear.
Right now, I'm going to show you. We're right here on Bankhead, about to check it out, as you see. Shout out to the old studio over there, as you see. We're right here about to pick and pay food, Mark. Pulling shot everything, man. So, you know Bankhead, you know this area, man. 2K, man, I'm signing out.
Yeah.
Clear as day.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck he just said.
Something about a studio, a food mart, and then he signed out.
Oh, it's a fight? Is
he
children fighting?
It all, you know?
All right, there we're Robbie. That's
is that
fine.
Atlanta also?
Yeah.
Gang fight underground.
Now Robbie's just trying to make us racist. This is another video. And look at how they act here.
I want to talk about this, Robbie. Number one on the list.
Wait, did we ever get the Spanish Latino?
Oh yeah, did we ever get the definition? We do. That's the segment at the end now. Is that? Well, I guess if you remember, you remember. That's
well,
okay.
We were not wrong about what we were saying, that Spanish is a nationality and a language.
I got it.
And then Latino. I do think Latino and Hispanic.
Go
are
ahead,
essentially
Robbie.
The same,
what is
right?
it?
Oh, here I might as well flip to the web. People can see it. So Spanish and Portuguese are the two of the world's most spoken languages. They fall into the branch of Romance languages called West Iberian or
Hispano-Iberian.
Which has many variants and dialects that, to a certain degree, are understood by all speakers
within
the branch.
Robbie.
Just the part that's relevant.
The language is not.
He didn't ask. He didn't answer what we asked him. It's fine.
Yeah, you can understand if you speak Spanish, you can understand Portuguese.
Okay, so now just go Latino versus Hispanic.
Yeah, I think we got it. We're fine. We can move on. We know what's fine.
But I actually think I kind of nailed it. That's what I was saying. They're different languages, but they're very similar, and you could probably get it. Like you could probably like understand a little.
Spreading with this one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, somebody yelled at Caitlyn Jenner, something. I mean,
what'd they yell?
At what point are we gonna just like? We can all admit like Caitlyn Jenner is just kind of like,
fast.
A joke.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a punchline at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like
the whole thing's ridiculous. The whole thing is goddamn ridiculous.
She's not actually a good for that movement. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what movement is it even?
The LGBT trans rights.
I used to have a joke about this. I never really worked it out, or I don't do it anymore. But I think there's something so weird about attaching, and this has been the move, right, to attach transgender as now almost like the focus. Like, I don't think gay and transgender are exactly the same thing. Like, gay is who your preference of having sex with. Transgender implies something of wanting to have like drastically self augmenting surgery. Like, I don't know. It's just a different thing.
Yeah.
And it's very weird that we're like, we're all told we have to like celebrate. It's really normal that a 60-something-year-old dude wants to have this like elective surgery and go out in dresses and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. What the fuck is going on in our society?
Well, then
that you can't
like,
call this shit weird.
Then it becomes the thing where you go, like, all right, fine. Yes, he can do that. And I have no problem. And I would never say anything.
And you know, that statement right there would be the most offensive thing in the world to a lefty. Lewis is literally making the statement that I have no problem with someone. And they would go, you said he.
Yeah. Okay.
You piece of shit.
Right.
But, you know, It starts to impede on other people's rights when you have to, just as you just said, when I'm trying to have a conversation and I, instead of being, in my opinion, my best version of myself is when I'm just fucking, just kind of going, right? When I'm on the radio, whether I'm doing stand up, when I'm just kind of, you know, if I'm truly improvising, I'm not really thinking about what I'm saying.
Just meaning you're not censoring yourself.
I'm not censoring myself. I'm just kind of letting myself go and letting my words go and letting my thoughts go, right?
Free writing, yep.
And he or she, because of that whole thing, I have to be a less good version of myself when I'm on the radio.
Yeah, it's a very
that
weird.
That bugs me a little bit. It's like, that's where it's impeding on my rights.
It's not right? It's not just that you have to, like,
I'm not hurting anybody.
Everyone seems, and so many people, everyone, at least to me, I'm not saying there's no one who accepts, but everyone even on the other side of this issue, like, saying what you're saying, everyone is kind of together and like, look, you have the right to do whatever the fuck you want to do. If a doctor's willing to perform a surgery and you want it done, go do it. And don't be a dick to that guy or woman. You know, like, don't be a dick. But, like, Lewis, it's just this weird thing where they don't just want you to, like, allow that person to have their freedom. They also, like you said, it's like, you also got to tell me that you think it's really brave and wonderful. Like South Park was saying, like, you got to say, like, how isn't she? And then they put her on a magazine as the most beautiful woman. What was it? Sexiest woman or something like that?
Just something
she was
crazy.
On the front.
Well,
and you got to look at that. Like, it's almost challenging you.
They also think that that's going to make the groups that actually commit the hate crimes stop. And it's not.
No.
Those people are never going to respond to that. So it's like you're bullying the wrong. It's like if you get mugged in the subway and you're scared to go down there, and then the next time you go down there, you beat the fuck out of some old lady that's standing there with her groceries. Like, yeah, I conquered the subway. No, you didn't. You just took on a lesser foe.
You know? Who was no threat to you at all.
Exactly.
Right?
How long was the fact that Bruce Jenner looked like a scary old lady a joke? You're like, wow, Bruce Jenner start to look like a cartoon witch? And then all of a sudden, they come out as they're trans, and it's like, oh, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner.
A week ago.
Well, as soon as you attach
Bruce Jenner the
label,
whole time, you were
funny.
Making that joke, she's like, you keep laughing.
Funny because as soon as you attach the label, then it has to automatically, and if you just call it that, and then we all, why don't, as human beings, why can't we go, okay, that's phony. That's not real. And I do think that that's kind of what's happening, and it's very hack to say that that's kind of why we have Trump right now. But we spent a couple years where everything seemed really like, oh man, is this the way the future is going to be? Where we have to watch every single word and every thought that I have and have young people telling me the way to think. And
you're right.
By the way, it just seems like that in a weird way is a little bit behind us. and that people are going like, hold on, let's fucking be adults right now.
Well, weirdly, like, I think that thing was gaining power, and now it's slipping, but the percentage is still, like, making the same argument, but a lot of people are like, come on. I mean, if you, they take it to a point where, like, I'm not even exaggerating, it's like they'd say, like, basically all men are rapists, and basically everybody's an evil racist. I mean, it's like 80% of people. Like, it's to a level that you're like, everybody has to be evil just for not going exactly along with your program. It's like tyrannical.
I've seen ridiculous Facebook posts like, don't gender your children. Let them choose.
I don't understand the transgender children thing either. Like, I don't understand who's putting money behind that.
You can't fuck them. What's the point?
But it's not like that. It's like, if the whole... See, the thing that kills me with the transgender thing was I thought it was always supposed to be a secret. And I thought that's where the violence came in, where it was like, okay, if you're a chick and you're trying to pass yourself off as a dude,
right,
and I don't find out until after I've grinded all on you at the fucking club and accidentally grab your dick, then that's kind of like, hey, you know, your natural reaction is boom. Or if I don't find out until I get you home. But it's supposed to be a secret.
I like in his version of the story, he's dancing with a dude at the club and finds out it's a chick.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yes. No.
Get that pussy out of here.
Get that stank ass pussy.
But you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, if you're going to be transgender as a kid, then just matriculate. Change your fucking birth certificate or whatever.
Matriculate.
Like, just go as a girl.
That's
who's
a black
fucking
tranny.
Well, I mean, I guess, so from what I understand, the argument from what they're saying is that, okay, so like, if you're, what they would argue, right, is that it's like a scientific thing. So there's no such thing as gender. That's just a societal construct. And the people who are transgender, like a little boy knows he was supposed to be a girl, like from the age 5, he knows he was born in the wrong, but which is a weird thing, implies like this wrong, it almost implies like a god of some sort, like there was a mistake made, but so he was born in the wrong body. Now what they'll argue is that if he at 7 or 8 starts taking like hormone suppressing shit, then he will never go through puberty and it'll be much easier to live a life as a woman, which is scientifically true. But as I think we'd all say, like, the freaky thing about that is you're like, that is irreversible to do that to a child. And now
it
you're letting
it matter. It should be hard. Let me tell you something. If you want to have sexual reassignment surgery, it should be a little bit of a process. You should have to speak to somebody. You should have to, you know, you should have some conversations about it.
Right.
And it shouldn't be where a child can't elect to have any type of surgery on their own. Right.
Yeah, they don't get that.
A child can't vote.
They can't consent.
A child can't smoke cigarettes. A child can't choose.
Laws. Trans children should be able to sign mortgage papers. We should be able to sell them shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to have
credit? Yeah.
You want to be a woman? Can you handle a mortgage?
Exactly. They should be able to make adult decisions.
Real women can't handle a mortgage. Let's get real, Dave.
Well, you want to change society? Lewis, look at me. These are men.
Pull up what happened at this LGBT awards night. Somebody yelled something at Caitlin.
Not on YouTube.
Wait a minute. There's LGBT awards now?
There's a video of it, right?
Not for nothing, Caitlyn Jenner should win that award. I mean, if we're giving out LGBT awards, she is kind of the MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's
the most famous.
She's the Jordan of LGBT. No, she's not. She's not the best of...
Well, Ellen, I guess.
Of LGBTs?
Yeah, we're starting with L.
Yeah, no, she's...
Poor gay guys, man. Gay guys are just nothing anymore, dude. I mean,
Elton John wins that one.
Yeah, yeah. She's, do you know how far down Caitlyn Jenner is on the list of fucking like, dope-ass
like,
LGBTs?
We're talking about 2016.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. What is the best LGBT? This is actually an interesting conversation. When you say the best, does that mean that they have achieved the most just in life? Like, that's the thing. Or do you mean they've achieved the most for the LGBT community? Or...
Do you mean they've done the most to hurt the LGBT community?
Trick the most dudes into fucking them.
I don't know. Because there's different criteria here. Because like Elton John, I would say, is way above Caitlyn, you know?
No, it's between, even Ellen destroys Caitlyn Jenner. But yeah, Elton John might be a big one. And you say Elton John came out like...
Who's the most successful gay? Or LGBT, just in general?
Ellen's doing really well.
Yeah, Ellen's crushing it.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's weirdly attracted to Ellen?
Oh, yeah. No, I love fucking dykes.
You too.
I want to fuck.
Just you two.
I want to fuck like one a bull dyke with like Jordans and a fitted hat. I don't know why.
First of all, I've jerked off to like that type of porn before. Just because there's something weird about turning a dyke. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even a turning thing. It could just be a one-time thing. I don't know. Like, even when I see him on the train, or I'm just so attracted, I can't stop staring. You know what I mean?
No, there's a few really cute ones. We talked to Emma Willman about this last week, but there's, like, the chick who works at Eastville.
She's cute.
You know, like, Emma, I'm curious what's going on in there. Like, I don't think I would want to be in it, like, you know, all the time, but I'd be curious one time just to see
smash
what's going
it out.
On. Yeah, just to see what's going on in there.
She just fucks you in the ass.
Said you said one time.
Yeah. Get her whole fist in there. She's tiny. What did they yell at Caitlin Robbie? It probably says it, right?
There's no video of her taking abuse.
That's okay.
If you give me a second, I'll. I'm reading the article now. I haven't read it.
Who's going to abuse her? She's at the Decathlon. She's fucking a chick.
I mean, I gave him so much time to read that article and like get the line. I was someone, like, I was killing so much. I'm really good at this. And
someone shouted to her, "Oh, Bruce, get your dick out." Then someone else threw something at her. It was horrible.
Someone else threw something at her.
But
they
these
throw
are your
her?
Own people, though, right? No straight people are going to the LGBT awards, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm assuming at that point those are just people that came to troll her. But I mean, is that hold on. Bruce, well, somebody yells out, "Bruce, get your dick out." I mean, does that have to be defined as transphobic abuse?
They could mean get it out of
there. I don't know. That's the fucking elephant in the room about this human
being.
Well,
doesn't Chappelle had a great joke about that in his in one of his specials about the dude who like threw a snowball at him and calls him the N-word. And then he said he just smiled because he goes, you know, throwing a snowball at someone, that's a misdemeanor. Throwing a snowball calling the N-word, he goes, that is a felony hate crime. So it's like just made, but it is kind of, look, I mean, it's I've always thought that there's something weird about like hate crime legislation. It's a weird thing that like you could beat someone up, and then if you say a mean thing while you're beating them up, you get like a harsher sentence. Yeah. So it's just strange to me. It's like, why is it any different than
the
just
legality,
yelling?
Right? Let's just, well, no, let's saying, just talk about the moral issue.
That's what I mean.
Right?
That's what
like,
I mean. Why
I just like feel like this article should have just been called Jerk Yells a Thing.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing, right? Look,
yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like on a you know, from a social standpoint, like if I yell the N-word at Dave Temple while he's walking down the red carpet, you know, I don't think that that's the elephant in the room. That's a true, like, that's a hateful statement. That guy, that's me trying to be hateful.
Maybe he just wanted to get a really good picture.
Hey, N-word, smile. No, but you know,
I get what you're saying.
The elephant in the room about this woman, or this you know, he, she, or you know, whatever she's becoming, I don't even know. Like, does it have a dick yet? I also think if you have your dick still, I'm not calling you a fucking sheep.
But that's what
I'm
saying. That's probably Jenner. What they're
fuck
saying.
You.
When they're saying get that dick out, get that dick out of here.
Yeah.
Be a full woman.
If
do
you're gonna,
it. No,
if I'm gonna call you a she, you have to commit to chopping your fucking dick off.
Right.
That is crazy to me. I'm not calling you a she if you have a dick.
Oh, right. you got a boob job? Would you lose a bet? I'm not calling you a she.
I believe Caitlyn got bottom surgery.
Did she?
I believe there was an article.
Find out.
Well,
Robbie,
then she is a woman.
Robbie, do me a favor. When you're producing shows, because I know we're training you, as we're like asking questions and talking about stuff, just pull up those answers. Have it ready to go if we need it, you know?
Yeah, as far as I know, I believe Caitlyn got the bottom surgery.
Yeah, so look, if she did, then that's fine. I'll call her a she. But don't get mad at me. You got to give me like 5 or 6 years to fucking get used to doing this.
And also,
okay?
If this was the LGBT awards, this is probably gay people that hate her for all that conservative shit that she thinks
gay
people shouldn't
her.
Get married.
Yeah.
That's probably gay people hating her.
It's possible. I don't know, man. That maybe you're
LGBT,
right.
I didn't know it was an LGBT award. So there's like multiple categories.
It should just be one.
It was a really interesting.
Just one category, like, one trophy.
What you said about like the difference between like being racist toward a black dude or against, I think that's a really good point, man. Like, there's just something about that. It's like, I think the it's almost like the left wing. Like, it's like they started with black people and being like, how fucked up was racism toward black people?
Yeah.
And everyone
and
kind of agreed. Everyone's like, well, yeah, slavery and Jim Crow and all this shit, this is indefensible. So, like, that was horrible. And you can't control the color of your skin. It's just, like, something you're born to. So, like, scientifically, we know it's something you're born into. Not like they say with transgender. Like, that's just a guess. We don't actually know if you were damaged in childhood or you're just a little strange. We don't know you were born this way. With race, we know
it's
you were born.
Because the whole idea of, like, you know, I don't want to call it crazy because I have transgendered friends. And I know there's people that listen to the show that, like literally are transgendered and have friends that are, and gay people, someone even being hateful, but it's like literally if I said I have a thumb growing out of my thigh, like if I had phantom limb syndrome and said there's a thumb that's supposed to be growing out of my thigh right now, I need somebody to create a thumb, it's got to grow out of my thigh, they'd be like, all right, dude, you're a little crazy. But then if I just say
it's a little off from my thigh,
yeah, no, but then if I say, hey, it's no, there's a dick where there's supposed to, where my pussy is at, it's supposed to be a dick, you just go a little over, just change the body part, It's not crazy just at because all. Not crazy at all. And it is just this person is as normal as could be, but you could just change the body part, move it over an inch, and then it's crazy.
Well, imagine
crazy,
if just
not crazy.
Anything
crazy,
like
not
I,
crazy.
Like, if I'm, like, say, like, into some real weird, like, porn or something like that, like, I, you know, like, say you're, which I've, you know, I've certainly jerked off to weird porn before. If you, but if you're, like, if you're jerking off to weird porn and then someone was like, oh, you're attracted to that, that's a little bit strange. And I was like, I was born this way, being attracted to that. You'd be like, well, dude, I don't actually really know. I had a little bit of a fucked up childhood. My entire existence has led me to being this point.
Yeah.
I understand that transgender people, your existence has led you to be this point, and I will fight for your freedom and your rights to do whatever you want. But let's just be real. Maybe this isn't something you were born. Maybe the Camille Paglia, who is a lesbian, like, feminist philosopher, she said, she goes, look, I've never met a gay person who had a normal childhood. And she's a lesbian, but she was like, every gay person I've ever hung out with had a little bit of a traumatic thing in their childhood, a little bit of a weird thing. Who knows if they were born that way?
I don't know everyone's background.
Me neither.
I have some friends that are gay that I would say they were pretty normal. Maybe I don't know. But here's the thing. I don't believe that anybody has truly a normal childhood. I think if everyone looks back into their childhood, I don't know a single person that goes like, oh shit, everything was fucking peachy keen and amazing, right?
That's so true.
And what happens is...
But there's a range.
Yeah, of course there is. But even so, the worst thing that affected you, the most traumatic experience of your childhood, is still the most traumatic experience to you. Some people, you know, Dexter was watching his mother being murdered and playing in her blood, right? Mm-hmm. Another, you know, we had Scott Chaplin on. He watched a man fall back and smash his head at a water park and die when he was like 5 or 6, you know? And that, like, that affects you in a certain way. You know, my son, he hasn't dealt with anything that traumatic, but he has dealt with, like, you know, whatever it might be, like, you know, a fucking, you know, me and his mom getting into an argument in front of him. And whatever it is, the most traumatic experience is still traumatic. It's still it's still attend to that.
And you'll notice with someone like James, who's like a kid who's raised where, like, there are no, you know, he's not getting spanked or hit or the, like, it's like a peaceful parenting.
Very sensitive.
Yeah. Then when you have, like, if something happens, like a kid's just, you know, mean to him at the playground, he's probably going to mention that 60 times this week. That, remember that guy was mean to, like, it stands out
to
him.
It's amazing how trauma comes out too. Like, because
they're not conditioned for that. They're like,
whoa. You know, when people like, when you see crazy people on the train yammering, that's trauma. That's trauma coming out. Whatever, like, they've been through a lot that clearly led them to the point they're wandering around the subway, kind of. But that talking to themselves and they're arguing and fussing, that's trauma from a past conversation. They're probably talking. Like, we look at it as crazy fuckers talking to themselves, but they're literally having an argument with, like, their mother or somebody from the past. It's just all of this.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah, and what fucks me up about this thing is, what makes this one person special to the point that they get an award? Like, I always refer to people on the train. These people on the train have so many issues. They're just like us. The only difference is they don't have a fucking roof. You know what I mean? Or the proper outlet to get their shit out. No one's giving... There's fucking homeless trannies in the subway. No one's giving them a fucking award.
Well, that becomes...
It's I give an award $200.
No, but you know, there's something about that, too, that I feel like they're never really, like... It's always kind of celebrating, like, a rich person who's going over this, or it's like Meryl Streep talking about a journalist being bullied. And it's like, is that really the biggest tragedy that's going on in the country right now? Like, you guys, even these guys on the left-wing college campuses, they're like, do you know how many women are sexually harassed at college campuses? I'm like, yeah, how about in the inner city project buildings? Why don't you go compare some numbers? None of you seem to be fucking concerned with actually going and helping the people who are being disenfranchised.
Yeah, you
want
to encourage, it's really dangerous. You want to, like, make it this thing. You want to almost widen the definition of what it is instead of focusing in on what, like, the real problem is. What a hilarious way to do it. Instead of taking a microscope and going like, holy shit, there's real issues, we could actually help people, let's widen the definition. And actually, what you're doing is you are diluting it. You're taking what rape is, and when you dilute it to somebody like me and they say, oh, there's this rape culture, you're kind of creating a rape culture. Yes. Because then I'm rolling my eyes when people are discussing things like rape and discussing things like sexual assault, because you put this huge umbrella, then guys and a lot of women, most women in fact, go, huh, another thing. I know another rape story. And that shouldn't be our reaction to rape.
Well, it's
our
very hard.
Our reaction to rape should be like, holy fuck, somebody raped somebody? Let's get that motherfucker.
Absolutely.
But in this day and age, when who knows what the fuck their definition is, I go, hey, you know what? Let's question. Let's go, not victim blame, but let's actually question the victim, because what is her definition?
You're right. Dude,
let me find out
right.
What her background is first.
That's a weird thing that we're never allowed to ask that question. Like, I'll give you a prime example. At a comedy show that we threw a couple months ago down in Philly, it was a rough thing, biker bar type situation, everything. I want to
say called the family
12,
reunion.
13, at 12:13 a.m.
It's called the fight at Denny's.
At 12:13 a.m. in the line for liquor, we see a guy, and he's literally got his hands around this woman's throat, like Homer and Bart Simpson style, right? So we break the fight up.
Do you remember Black Bart Simpson?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they have on T-shirts for a hot minute.
Like shirts, yeah.
I want to get one.
In the 90s, yeah.
Shannon, can you order me? Shannon's my personal assistant now, too. Shannon, can you order me a Black Bart Simpson T-shirt? In a large, please.
I don't think you're going to be able to get a new one. You might have to go to Africa and find one.
There's a bootleg company that makes them.
I have a printing company. We print our own shit. Shannon, scratch that. Get me a design. We're going to print my own fucking shirt. Why wouldn't I just get a design and do it myself?
Shannon, scratch that. I will sew my own shirt from scratch.
I got the power. That's funny.
I love that. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So now, fast forward to 2 o'clock in the morning. That girl is no longer with that guy. She's at my clubhouse.
She's with Jesus.
She's at my clubhouse waiting for some of my other club brothers to come out and party with her, right? So the strangling at the bar, it didn't affect her at all. But at any given time, she could still wake up and go call the police and be like, he beat me. And it was hundreds of witnesses who saw this.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to ask, what I say, 12:13? We're not allowed to ask, just back it up to 12:11. What was going on in 12:11 before he strangled you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like...
any other crime, you would ask that.
No, if there was a fist fight between two dudes, you say, what happened? If somebody came in and robbed your store at gunpoint, they would go to the clerk and they say, all right, let's happen. What happened?
Yeah.
What did you say to that guy? What did he say to you? And you can't go, no, you can't ask me what I said to that guy because I'm a victim right now and he put a gun in my face. This guy is a victim. It's on camera. We know he's a victim, right? It's undeniable. He's a victim. He's shaken up. He's afraid. But at the same time, there's an investigation. We have to investigate. We have to get to the bottom of this. We have to find the criminal, the perpetrator, right? The way you do that is detectives have to ask questions. Yeah. So when you take that aspect out of it, what you're doing is you're actually hurting women in the future.
Well, and thank God, thank God we asked those questions because, you know, I mean, we don't have a problem in this country with, like, not locking up enough people. We have a problem where we lock way too many people up.
Yeah,
and we do it way too haphazardly. So thank God, like, they don't just do it. You know, like, the idea that anyone's fighting against your right to defend yourself is just insane. But yeah, look, man, I couldn't agree with you more, Lewis. I think all of our instincts, I talked about this with BK Chris for High Society when he was on my show, and I know you've had the same. Our instincts were always, if a girl goes, this guy raped me, you go, well, we're going to go beat the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
That's your instinct. And then they go, oh, and by the way, the definition of rape is if I had a couple drinks and I regret the hookup. You go, oh, well, now I can't be like, I'm going to go beat this guy. Now when you go, someone rapes me, I have to go
beat the shit out of that girl. Come on, guys. This bitch is crazy.
But now you got to go like, so were you like raped or were you this bullshit raped? And it's a
now,
weird thing.
Do you remember
thing.
The rape in the Players Club when Junior raped Ebony? Is that too black of a reference for you guys?
It really is.
Yeah.
Yes. Man,
really?
That is
no
black.
One saw that shit?
Pull it up.
I mean,
I
just the words that you used. Ebony, Junior.
Players Club.
Well, because
remember when Little Junior raped?
But
is it a movie?
Yeah, the movie The Players Club.
You could have been talking about like a famous story in the news.
No, this could have been
a story of your family.
I thought it was just a place rappers hang out.
This is Junior's bachelor party. Ebony's a stripper. She comes to the hotel to do a private
bachelor party. Is it called? Is it actually a rape scene?
Yeah.
What is it called? The movie?
The Players Club.
Players Club rape scene. Pull that up. See if they got that. I'm sure they do.
You know, like he's 100% in the wrong. You know, but yeah, she's not at fault. But they went and whooped his ass. And the thing is, that was an old fashioned rape. You know.
Is this set?
If you can't.
Yeah,
it's a pretty long scene. Is it?
Yeah, fast forward. She's calling to try and get her cousin to come and get her because she's not comfortable there. Ice Cube and them convinced the dude. Yeah, play from right here.
Go ahead.
For the dance?
So it's his bachelor party.
Turn up a little.
You know what? Yeah.
And he's convincing him that he can fuck.
Whatever stuff.
Gives him the condom and he's sending him in there like, go ahead and fuck this girl. And he lying saying that we ran a train on her the other day, and they didn't. But he's hyping him up to go in there. Right?
So okay, so but all right, so what's the problem now?
Right.
Hold on, I'll be out in a second.
I'll be out in a second.
God, a real party in here?
No, hold on, this ain't that type of party. I just came to dance for y'all. That's all.
Oh, that's all.
See that? That's real rape.
Yeah, that's rape right there.
Yeah.
Come on, man, turn back on the light.
Oh, shit.
This is real rape.
He can see in the dark.
Now,
That's real Predator style.
Right, right. And this is the old.
Did you just see? Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's some crazy shit. You remember when Arya Stark she turns out the fucking lights?
Yeah, yeah.
To make it fucking even. Well, that's what that was right there.
Yeah, everybody, they used to always do shit like that. You know.
Wait, are they listening to the rape?
And then they're like, "Oh, we out of here." But you hear that? That's rape.
They don't do anything.
Nah, they all leave. Now, her cousin gets here later.
Is that a hold on? It's fine. It's fine.
Hey,
it's fine.
It's the Players Club, not the Player Haters Club.
But her cousin gets here later, finds out what happened to her, gets her to the hospital, and then immediately goes to the other girl who was looking, for and beats the fuck out of the girl that left her there, and then gets the dude locked up. But there is no and I think they press charge on her. They don't follow up. But she goes and gets a job, you know. But when she shows up, her face is all lumped up. Like, you know what I mean? If you come to me saying that you got raped, you got to show me. I just had this conversation, like, with my daughter who's 13. And it's just like, look, if you come to me and tell me you got raped, make sure it's real. Because when I go handle this shit.
I'm going to handle it like it was real rape.
Right, right.
Not like it was fucking, you know.
Right. If you got me sitting in a box, make sure it's behind something real. Plain and simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's some crazy shit right there. While we're playing movie trailers or movies, let's go to number two. There's a new movie coming out.
This is going to be a weird transition.
This is.
No, it's not. After what just happened? Monkeys,
yeah,
right?
Go to. This is the new. This is the Players Club 2. Go ahead, press play. There she is. She's all lumped up. She got a gun now.
Won't happen again.
They couldn't get Ice Cube for this one, so.
So they got a son. There he is. Look at this, dude. Here's the thing. I don't get hyped up for movies at all anymore. I don't think there's a...
I love... The first one of these was so good.
The second one was okay.
The first one was
the second
good.
One with the Alzheimer's? Mercy.
That's the first. That's the first
that's
reboot.
The first one, man.
The reboot of the Planet of the Apes movies are fucking incredible. It's the only movie that I get hyped up for. I cry during
that one. He's talking about with Lithgow.
Yeah,
the first one was just so unbelievable. I was pretty disappointed in the second one.
It's not that I was disappointed, dude. I watched it again. The second time, I liked it a lot more. The first one was so good that the second one, it was like you're holding it up to that, dude.
Who? I thought so.
Woody Harrelson, yeah.
Is that the bartender from Cheers?
Has led to this moment.
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
The irony is we created you. And nature has been punishing us ever since.
All this civilization and they still don't have clothes?
This is our last stand.
I love it, dude.
If we lose,
he's not gonna kill Caesar. There's no way he's killing Caesar right there. Django Unchained.
A planet of apes.
Dude, that is the worst trailer voice ever. Why is his voice so
soft? Woody Harrelson got a shitty voice.
Oh, is that Woody talking?
That was Woody, yeah. I'm hyped.
Fighting begins.
Why don't the apes have any vanity yet? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Why aren't they, like, giving themselves haircuts? And,
they
know,
do that eventually. Blonde. If you know the old ones.
The old ones,
like,
great,
they end up getting clothes and shit. But they're doing the evolution right now of, like.
The old ones go a lot farther, a lot quicker.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is kind of, like.
It becomes futuristic in the old ones. This is, like, you know, civilization is ending now. The apes are taking over. The old ones where you, like, see, like, fucking Dr. Zaius and all that shit where they're all scientists and shit, that's, like, 100 years later or whatever that's supposed to be.
Dr. Zaius.
And, look, the old Planet of the Apes movies were dope, you know what I'm saying? But this fucking, what they've done, first of all, like, you really fucking feel for those fucking apes, dude. Caesar, oh, man, he fucking gets you, dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude, in the first one, when, I was saying when he pulls up in the car and he passes by, like, the lab or something like that, when he's just in the back seat and he's like, what is Caesar? Or, like, some shit like that. Like, he's, like, fucking, like, having these, like,
powerful.
Profound, like, questions.
The first word he says where they're in the thing, and then he just screams, he's like, no!
Dude, they actually lulled you into a thing where you forgot he was going to talk.
Oh, dude, it was unbelievable.
And when he fucking, like, when he says it, you're like, oh, man!
Dude, it's so fucking, I want to go watch the first one right now.
Yeah.
It's
first,
so
you mean the one where he loves orange soda good. And they turn a fire hose on him? Am I lying?
He just wanted to eat at the counter.
He really did.
He loved orange soda. and they turn a fire hose on
him. Oh, yeah.
Their dogs attack him, too.
Yeah.
Their dogs attack him in that one, remember?
Symbolism. Yeah. And it's not about black. It's about the trans struggle. That's what it's about.
It really is.
The real victims.
And then he threw a trash can through the window at Sal's Pizzeria.
I'm going to throw a banana at him.
But I don't know what it is. There's movies don't get me like legitimately excited to come out. Like, and I like the superhero movies. Maybe it's just because since I have a kid, I don't have time to watch movies the same way that I used to. So I never get myself pumped up for something that I can't really have. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of like turned a switch off. But like these movies are still fucking getting me. This is the one. Is there anything you're excited for, Dave? No, you're not even a movie guy at all.
No, this actually got me pretty excited. I like this. No, I'm not a big movie guy.
Yeah.
I like to just discover shit organically. Anything with those little flowers on the bottom let you know it was in like a film festival.
You like that shit? I hate it. Yeah. If I see a little fucking brush fucking, you know,
yeah, award. I don't know what the fuck
that could be skank are. Hands.
The fucking, those little things, yeah, dude, like, you know, fucking best picture, fucking yeah. Whatever festival, fucking fuckface says this guy thing is great. I hate it. Immediately, I'm like, I do not want to watch that. Mm-hmm. I need to know that they cut off the true review and they give just some of the words. Like, it'll be like, dot, 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 spectacular, dot, 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 says this guy. And, you know, it says, this is a spectacular piece of shit. And they just quoted the spectacular.
Spectacular.
While their ambition was spectacular, the film turned out to be a total turd.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about it so many times. I just like a movie where I don't need to pay attention to the plot. I can go get some popcorn. Could fucking fall asleep for a few minutes, get a blowjob.
Man, you sometimes say the dumbest shit.
Yeah, that
ever.
Sounds so bad, man.
I want a movie I can leave and come back to.
No,
not listen. Miss a thing.
Like Teletubbies?
Yeah.
No,
oh, I get it. Purple guy's still purple.
I work while I'm in the movies. I will. I email while I'm in the movies. I will fucking. I still take text messages.
You know why? Because you missed the beginning where they said don't do that.
No. Well, I was texting during that.
Do you have any idea how many other people you've gotten refunds for over the years at movies?
You can just lie every time you go to a movie and say there was a loud black person in front of you and get a free movie ticket.
You go, sir, that sounds completely realistic. Here
the
you
fact
go.
That you
that
anyone,
is so plausible. Here's
anyone pays for movie tickets, right? When you can just go, here's what you do. Every time you go to the movies, say, hey, yeah, there was a really loud person in front of me.
They could be Puerto Rican.
Who knows what they were?
I think he might have been one of the actors from the Planet of the Apes.
Too far, Dave. If you do that, they will just, the person behind the counter, they're not going to research, okay? They're not going to go and say, oh, well, who was it? Let's go find these people. They're like, we're so sorry. Here's two passes.
It's like, you go up and do this, and they're like, we take these matters very seriously. We're going to open in full investigation. We're calling
you know
in detectives.
Well, so here's what happens, though, right? So the next time you go, even though you're going on free movie tickets, nobody's going to go, oh, well, you came in on movie. Let's check how you paid for those movie tickets initially. They've got your stubs. That's that. You can literally just continuously see free movies for the rest of your life.
There's always a retarded person ripping tickets anyway. Like, literally, nobody there's always
cares.
A person with a helmet on. Ripping tickets in the middle of the fucking day. I don't know why they do that.
But why would anybody pay for movies?
I don't know. I just paid a lot of money to go see Guardians.
How much money?
I went like to the iPick in
bucks?
South Street Seaport.
Yeah.
Oh, with Dante and them?
No. It was it was like a private booth in like the theater. They have like two seaters with walls.
It's a jerk booth.
It's like a two recliners with a table. And you have walls on either side.
Oh, SMU, and you can order food and shit.
Yeah.
Where is this?
You have a private movie with a chick.
The South Street Seaport.
Yeah, that's the one. I went there to see it too. Yeah,
so
I've never
have a
been in
a private room.
Yeah.
It's not a
room.
It's a theater. The first four rows are seats, regular seats, and then the whole back is buddy boot. Like
it's so it's two seats. Booths. It's like two like nice lazy boy type recliner type things, and you're next, and you're like in a little booth together.
That
and then they come in.
The experience. You're supposed to go to the theater to yell shit out and have people there.
I don't think that's at all what you're supposed to do in the movie theater.
Have you ever gone to the movies with us?
Gone to the Dante movie you're talking about, right?
yeah.
That's okay because when the comedians take over the theater altogether. It's a little different.
It's 30 comedians and 150 regular people, and we're yelling shit out.
We're obnoxious.
But that's how,
And they have the right
black
to call us the N-word.
Black people go to the movies 30 deep.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. They're not comedians.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
They don't have the right to, we're funny.
That doesn't really make any sense.
Right,
they
you're
really,
to find it in your own mind.
There's a difference between going to a movie at midnight, you should expect a rowdy crowd. But sometimes you just want to see a movie and, I don't know, hear it and experience it.
Nah, man. Every movie is Mystery Science Theater 3000, baby. You're supposed to yell shit out. No, but you
what a white reference for a black guy to say.
Yeah, I didn't have.
Well, they all do look like the silhouettes.
I didn't grow up with cable, so whatever came on, you fucking watch. But I think when it comes to that shit, trashy black people go out. Trashy versions of other races don't go out.
Right. Because trashy black people will spend $150 on sneakers.
Yeah, and they go out.
Trashy white people are going to go to the local LSU store and buy shitty.
Or some shit like that. They got lights in their truck. And
but
you know what?
There's shit they go out to, I'm sure. NASCAR. Who's going there?
Yeah, but WWF. But they're amongst themselves, so they're not bothering anybody.
And also, I don't think that really, really poor white people do go to NASCAR or WWF. I think that's like moderately poor. I'm talking about like poor, like straight up like welfare, we'll buy $150 sneakers.
No home training.
But I'll tell you right now, it's
those are the ones that are fighting at Waffle House and shit, and you know.
But I think those same white people will go and spend money on like a lot of money on alcohol or something like that. But it's whatever your thing is to kind of bring you out of like your poverty. Or
I think there's plenty of people who collect welfare checks and go to like dog races and go to fucking WWF shit. Like, go to those things. I think there's plenty of white
rednecks
guys.
Rednecks aren't going to a movie theater to hang out. They'll go drink in the woods. Jump their trucks off of shit, you know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah.
And shoot cans. But
they'll go to like, but there is other. I mean, look, I don't see them out. But I'm saying like, there's like monster truck rallies and shit. Like there are things that
those are expensive tickets. I'm saying I don't. Maybe I'm not articulating the point as much. I think poor black people are more willing to spend money on what people would consider luxuries than poor white people. Hmm. Take every other race out of it. I'll say that much. And I grew up with poor white people. We did not spend money on luxuries. We were fucking poor. And my poor black friends, they always had dope sneakers. They always had like the Nintendo systems. They always had like nice clothes and things like that.
Yeah, because we don't accept it. We don't accept that we're poor.
Yeah, and maybe I don't know if it's accepting it or if it's a way to your therapy for it and a way to kind of like. I was talking about this on Monday's show. I go to Equinox now. I technically can't afford Equinox. I'm not in that bracket where the average person that goes there spends $150,000 or makes $150,000 a year, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm not in that bracket. But it does make me feel good, and it does get me motivated, and it does make me feel like fucking, you know what, dude, I want to, get up and keep on fucking moving. Yeah, and maybe there's something about that with the black community where they're like, you know what, dude, maybe I am fucking poor, but I'm going to put on a dope pair of sneakers, and I'm going to fake it till I make
and
it.
Act like I'm king of the world. And then when someone goes, hey, shut up, nigger, like, and it's a reminder that I'm not, then that's when the fights break out and shit like that. Like,
But I was at that because the tickets were $32 each. And I was surprised. There was like a bunch of very hood looking black people in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was fucking stone cold silent. So I almost felt classist where I was paying more for your ticket just gets rid of all kinds of trash.
Well, there's also
something. But I also think it's an age issue because I don't think older black people are necessarily as loud. I think it's teenagers more than black
but
people.
But that's
people
not even.
People don't grow out of that shit. Like if you're white trash, you're white trash to the day that you die. If you're Puerto Rican trash, you're Puerto Rican trash to the day that you die. Even just trashy black people, they're that way. You know what
it's,
I mean?
It's not even so much, you kind of learn to grow out of it. But here's what happens when you are angry, really happy, really sad. With those emotions you can't control, when you laugh, when you go to a comedy club, that's when it comes out, right? So you walk around, like, I can walk around, I can go to a business meeting, and I'm not trash. Like, I can fucking go to a business meeting and be like, oh, how are you? And I can speak articulately, and I can...
How are you, cunts doing?
But the second that I'm angry or
what
something...
What is Lewis?
What's up, guys? Show's here.
The second that I get angry or something goes wrong... Then I start, then you see the being fucking yourself. The real version of yourself when you let those barriers
gentlemen,
go down.
Gentlemen, nice to be here at the meeting. Let's get down to business. We actually have to push the meeting back 3 minutes. Cunt, motherfucker! I was raised in the street! I'll fight every one of you!
And Mark, I mean, some movies you want to see with black people. Like, if I'm going to see Saw or like a Friday the 13th, I want that theater to be full of black people.
Right.
The funniest, the hardest laugh I've ever had at a movie period was the Friday the 13th remake. And there's a scene where a guy's just shooting into the woods, and a black guy in the back of the theater stood up and went, "Nigga, conserve your bullets." And it was the funniest line I've ever heard in a movie.
Dude, I still remember as a child going to see the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, my mom took me to see it, and it was just this guy with his girlfriend. No kids, but his enthusiasm for the movie was amazing.
Yeah.
And I never forget at the end when he's like tapping his girl, like, "Yeah, the motherfucking rat is here!" Like, this dude was so excited and pumped up over Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah. Real quick, I want to say, Dave Smith, we started filming the intro for your special.
We sure did
this past night or this past Monday. Fucking dope, man. It's coming out together. It's coming out really well so far, Dave.
Yeah, you forgot how to speak in the process.
I don't know what happened. I was just, because I'm thinking of five things at once right now. Coming out really great. Yeah, I got to be honest with you, dude. I'm fucking really excited about this. Now that we actually started moving everything forward, you know.
Now, what made you take the reins and start directing this thing?
I don't know. I wanted to do it. Why not, right?
Yeah.
I want to, I think I have a good, I think, you, actually, to be honest, the real reason why I said that I should be at the helm of this with Dave is because I don't think that there's anybody else that knows Dave like I do on any level, like literally on a personal or professional level.
What does the inside of my butthole feel like?
Loose, a lot looser than you think,
guys.
But no, it really is. Like I, you know, me and Dave, if you guys don't know, like me and Dave were friends before we did stand-up comedy. So we, you know, we were roommates, we were boys. I convinced Dave to do stand-up comedy. I've watched Dave go from the first time he was on stage till now. Like literally, there was years, for the first 3 or 4 years, I don't think you really performed much when I wasn't there. It was all my shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the most part, So I think that if there's anybody who kind of understands what Dave does and what Dave does best, it's me. And also, to be honest with you, I'm watching a lot of specials that are out there, and I think that they're garbage, and I think that they're really produced poorly, and I think that the promotion for it is really done poorly. And the same way we saw the holes in the podcast game and we see the holes in a lot of other areas of this game, we see holes there, and I think that we can kind of fill in those gaps and produce a really high-quality special better than anybody else. And I think the first part of it already, I saw some of the footage already. It looks fucking ridiculous.
So it sounds like you're the impressionable friend, Dave. Sounds like Lewis is using you as the crash dummy, and he's always sending you up to go do shit.
Well, listen, Lewis understands. He understands his role. No, I mean, look, Lewis definitely has, Lewis convinced me to start stand-up, convinced me to start podcasting. I mean, basically all the things I do for a living, Lewis convinced me to start. And I will say, Lewis has always been very influential on me. Lewis, you're a real fucking leader, despite being a maniac.
The room is getting real uncomfortable with all this brotherly love being sent back and forth.
I'll tell you.
Zach, would you like to say anything about my cock or anything like that?
I'll say though, it is it's a cool fucking process, and I'll say, dude, Lewis, like directing it and seeing just the way you were putting like the intro together, it was impressive, dude. I mean, I had nothing to do with really the fucking intro.
I don't know how to direct at all. I'm glad we have a team of people that legitimately know how to fucking direct. But here's the thing, I know the way this thing is supposed to look. That's what I do. Look, it's over. Zach like whispered to me at one point. He's like, oh, you should say this thing, and then I'm going like, I'm not going to fucking pretend to know how to direct. I literally made a decision at that minute. I was like, what am I going to do? I'm going to start like acting like I know the fucking actual shots to set up.
Right.
No, I have a director that we're working with and the team that we're working with that put together fucking amazing shit. I can articulate in my own way. This is the way this thing is supposed to look. This is the concept. This is what we want. And these guys are going to come and fucking nail it. And we're going to put this thing together to the right way.
And I kept the cameraman from getting hit by a car.
Yeah, you saved life.
And Zach,
but it was great because we got to feature Zach in the intro. We got to feature Eli. We got to feature Omar from Legion of Skanks. Mm-hmm. It's fucking cool. I'm so proud of the... We did a sketch, basically, and I won't ruin what it is. Oh. But we filmed it for the intro, and it was fucking... It's really cool. I was just very happy to watch everyone come together and... It was. I'm just very proud of the experience. So you guys are in for a treat when you guys see this special. I think it's going
to
be fucking dope.
Look at Lewis turned into E from Entourage, right?
And I got to have a wonderful trip with Lewis to FedEx, where Lewis lost his mind on how long a flyer takes.
Was I wrong?
No, you were completely correct.
Yeah, I show up. I go to FedEx Kinko's, where it's a fucking place where you get shit printed instantly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get 8 flyers printed. That's all I need.
Just an old man. He's like, okay. And then just grabs an axe and goes to a tree. He's
like, I'm going to need some time. No problem.
It's the old guy from Up.
7 flyers coming up.
Unfortunately, I believe the staff at Kinko's had a movie to be at.
Dude, the guy goes, he's like, all right, yeah, when you want to pick this up? I was like, like in a minute? I mean, it's 8 flyers. Literally, 8 flyers.
I have an image. I want you to pull it up on a computer. Then you're going to hit print.
And then you're going to hand it to me.
Then you're going
to
hand me what prints out.
He's like, nah, I can't get it today. It's got to be tomorrow. What? I mean, there's nobody in the store.
Yeah.
It's not busy.
It's me and Lewis.
Oh, so this is a real live Chappelle Show sketch, huh?
Brother, I literally...
That's hilarious.
I literally...
I forgot about that sketch.
What is that? Poppycock? Yeah, because fuck the customer. Goes, that's why.
She goes, I just love that my favorite thing. She goes,
FedEx,
she goes
though, right?
Yeah.
She goes, can I speak to a manager? She goes, I am the manager, unless you know Mr. Popcopy, in which case maybe you can help me out. Great luck. Great line. Because you could help me.
Yes. It was exactly that. It was fun. In fact, pull up Popcock.
Poppycock.
Well, he had it up already.
Good job, Robbie.
A lot of people ask why treat the customer this way? Why? Because fuck them. That's why.
All right, that's fine. So,
you get it.
Yeah, so what did I even say to him?
I needed these 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what I said. he goes, tomorrow. I was like, tomorrow? I needed these 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Let's move it. He's like, oh, I got to format them. I got to cut them. I was like, do whatever you got to do. I'll cut them myself. Do whatever you got to do to make it happen right now because I got to go. And then he fucking did it, and I cut it myself. It took
He wandered around for 20 minutes.
It took 5 fucking minutes once it was all said and done.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And that's why he works in a fucking copy place.
But my favorite part of it was Lewis in the middle of being mad at other things, looks at his phone and just yells, ding dong!
It's so... It does kind of bother me. I was walking down the street on the Upper West Side like a few weeks ago, and there's just this a strike going on. I don't know exactly what it was. It was some type of like electrical work or something. I don't know, but they were walking around with their signs and they're all yelling, we want more money, we want bigger pensions. And like one of them's out there is like screaming, he's like, I should be working right now, I should not be doing it. And you're like, well, dude, I mean, you're choosing to strike. And just for all these people who complain like there should be a law that says my salary should go up or I should be paid this or that, you wonder what all these people you deal with, you're like, just get competent, get good at what you do and see, try that first and see what happens. Because let me tell you something, dude. Anybody who's ever been very good at their job, you try to leave that job, they fight to fucking keep you. It is very difficult to train and hire a new employee. You have a tremendous amount of leverage if you're good at your job. Yeah. It's just like, get fucking good. These people who are like, I see people in the minimum wage strikes, and they're like, I've been making minimum wage for 10 years. You're like, go online, learn a skill, do something, man. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna end the show a little bit early today. I want to talk about one more thing.
I'm worked up, man.
We started a little late. I apologize about that. Really quickly, go to number 5. It's on my Facebook, Robbie. I put a video, or it's on my Instagram too. If you pull up Gomez Comedy on Instagram, there's no link. Yeah. When we were in Texas, I ended up going to a gun range and going shooting again, and it's become my new favorite thing.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Have you shot guns before, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I own a few.
Oh, you own a few?
Believe it or not, the last gun that I just bought.
Where do you live?
I'm here, but I still got a place in Philly.
That's right, you have a place in Philly. Yeah. That's right. Okay, so you could own guns in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm licensed to carry and everything.
What? Do you have it on you? You have a gun?
Oh, I thought he was going to take a gun out.
No.
That's a great.
What? I mean, he looks like a criminal in this. You're licensed to fucking carry and conceal a weapon. Out of
in
state?
In 14 states. I can't carry in New
Not
York.
Not in New York, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm licensed to carry in 14 states.
Wow.
But, so you have a license in Pennsylvania, and then there's 13 other states that will respect that license.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And the last gun that I bought, believe it or not, was from a redneck named Jeb from Knob Creek, West Virginia.
He's telling the story on a podcast right now. The last gun I sold was...
I'm assuming there's some bodies on that thing by now.
Oh, my God. You
gave it to this young black fella.
I mean, the fact that we...
There might as well have been silver on his lower back. This ball was so big.
I said, son, I don't understand these Bloods and Crips and what y'all are up to, but you're here going to need some protection.
I mean, the fact that we ignored that he said he's in a black biker gang...
Oh, yeah,
I didn't hear it. I was already thinking about my redneck. You're in a black biker gang?
Yeah, Chrome Shell Posse. We all we got.
Chrome Shell Posse.
Wow. Whoa. So what does that mean? What is a black biker gang?
They follow Creed while he works out.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, I thought that scene sucked balls.
By the way, that was a real biker gang in Philly. That gang in Creed?
Yeah, the kids are on the dirt bikes and stuff. You can't see my patch in this picture, but that's me taking a corner on the bike and I'm in my colors there. But yeah.
Let me see. Oh shit! So you ride bikes? You fucking shoot guns? Yeah. You're a bad motherfucker, Dave Temple.
Yeah, I live a life. You know what I mean?
Crazy. I wouldn't ride bikes. I always wanted to ride bikes, but I hear of so many accidents. Have you ever been to an accident on the bike?
Oh yeah.
Hurt bad?
Yeah.
I fuck that. I can't do it. It's just not worth it anymore. Once you have a kid, you're like, I'm giving up that. I'm giving up fucking riding a motorcycle.
I don't know. I don't go to church. Like, usually that's my therapy right there, man. Two wheels.
It's just a lot of fun. Fucking fun, dude. Yeah, we went go-kart riding.
When one of the guys in your club dies, do you skin him and make a new jacket?
Jesus Christ.
When you say motorcycle gang, it's not a violent gang. You don't fight other gangs.
You guys are
a club.
We're a club. Believe it or not, like instead of running guns or bike parts or drugs, we actually do comedy shows. So we'll
you're all comedians.
There are two professional comics in my club. Okay. But we will
plus you.
Huh? Yeah. So we will
Lewis, come on.
We put together big
have
shows.
Respect.
I'm talking like, you know,
with the fatherless sons of anarchy.
Which that was the line that did it in for me at Roast Battle. That's why I didn't know that.
Hilarious.
But we do these big shows, you know what I mean, twice a year.
That's great.
We do a lot of shit too.
That's dope, man. That's really fucking cool. I didn't know you were a gun. I didn't know you were a gun holder. This is me shooting an AK-47. Right here.
I can't see from that angle, but there was an unarmed black teen on the other side.
Dude,
it was horrible. Robbie, turn it the fuck off.
What was the target? The back of some kid?
It was, that was a really cool gun range called Red's Gun Range, and that gun in particular was a lot of fun to shoot. It's very rugged and raw, and it just felt like, you know, it literally felt like, if the world was ending, they're going to throw that to you and be like, dude, fucking figure it out. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't it ironic that Ice Cube had a good day when he didn't have to use his AK?
Yeah. Yeah. An AK isn't a gun you want to use in the hood either. It's very loud and fucking powerful. I don't know.
The cops come up. They go, all right, listen, we're clearly going to arrest you. The noise was located right back to this house.
Yeah.
Everybody. At a Muslim wedding? Put that thing down.
Oftentimes in the hood, though, that's the strategy. Because you put a gun in a kid's hand, and he has no target practice or anything. It's like, all right, give him a .45. The bang is loud enough where he'll clear the corner.
Well, here's the thing, though. You do an AR-15, you know, I can give that to a teenager and teach him how to load it and turn the safety off, and it's fine. But that gun is like, that's a powerful, scary fucking gun to use.
Yeah.
Everyone is giving me shit about my form. They're like, dude, you're holding it wrong. You're fucking good to go to adjust more. I'm like, dude, I am winging this. I don't have a dad. Nobody's teaching me. I'm going into a place.
I'm saying,
give me a gun.
Right, listen, you can't use the I don't have a dad excuse into your mid-30s. At this point, you got to just teach yourself this shit.
Nah,
no, I am. But no, most people that learn how to shoot.
Fucked up because my dad didn't teach me how to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Artie Lang made the greatest joke ever about that when Lewis said this on Skanks. He goes, well, what? I don't know how to play football. I don't have a dad. And he goes, oh, yeah, the NFL is just filled with fathered people.
That should be a bit.
It's so funny. He goes, like, yeah, no, you're right. You definitely need a dad to play professional sports.
Yeah.
Never been a story of one of those guys coming mom.
There is a, there's also a sense of brotherhood a lot of times in the hood. The older kids are kind of raising you. You compete against older. I think that's another thing is when you have older kids in the hood raising you, right?
Well, you know what it is, too,
wait,
is that
this point. When you have older kids in the hood raising you, okay, and you're playing sports against them, you're competing up. Like, you're 7, and there's these 10-year-old kids playing football. I think that happens a lot because the older brothers and sisters and cousins are raising each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up becoming better at sports and better at athletics at a much younger age. I watch the kids out of my block in front of my thing. They're playing basketball and they're doing all this shit. And my kid is only maybe 2 years younger and he can barely bounce the fucking ball. Like, there's no way.
Well, dude, I'll tell you, there's something about also, I mean, I know because like where in Brooklyn, for sure, where I grew up and just all over New York, all over pretty much every city. Even like in these inner cities where they have pretty much nothing, like no like programs and no shit to do, there's always basketball courts. There's basketball courts on like every corner, and all you need is a fucking basketball, and you're in. That's it.
Yeah.
All you need is that. There's like no. It's not like you know, like you don't. Any sport that like requires going to a country club, you're probably not going to find kids who don't have money excelling at it. You know what I mean?
Gear. Like hockey.
Yeah, all that shit. You got to have money. You got to have money.
Basketball is a great sport to put a young kid into if you want to turn him into a dope athlete. I feel like if you play basketball as like a base, because we talk about MMA, right, and having the base of jiu-jitsu or whatever, but I feel like basketball.
You know what the base for that shit is, though, what they say? It's not as cool
Gymnastics.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Gymnastics, they say, is the fucking bait. If you want to make your kid an athlete, anything, just make your kid an athlete. You get him in fucking gymnastics. That's what makes them. Breakdancing, too, they say, dude. Breakdancing and gymnastics.
Can I tell you why? I'm not even just talking about it from a physical standpoint. I'm talking about
competitive, right?
Competitive. Physically, it's fast-paced. It's very fast-paced, right? So when I say to Robbie, I was like, you're producing this show because this is fast-paced, and we're Dave's show. It's a fucking camera on Dave. The reason it's going to make it your show easy to produce is because this one's...
He's running with a lead jacket on.
Yeah, simple as that.
He takes it off, he realizes he hurt himself.
Basketball, I feel like it's so like fast twitch. Fucking, you're dealing with a team. It's also the team mentality. A lot of people, there's so much happening at every given moment. It never stops moving. I feel like if you have that as a base... You can, you know, have the size, jump into football. You fucking, you know, baseball, that becomes like a breeze. You know, right, you're like, right, dude, right. Baseball compared to basketball. I've played both sports. I've played both sports. I'm telling you right now, baseball is a breeze compared.
If you played baseball.
18 seconds of fucking physical activity during the whole game.
You'll definitely, no question, cardio-wise, you can be fucking fat and play baseball. Like, there's no fat NBA players. Like, yeah, no, there's no question about that. But
what's the fattest NBA player of all time? Pull him up.
I think it was like Shaq in his last few years.
Yeah, but he wasn't like fat. You know what I mean? He was like, I mean, he was a big dude, but he was
Shaq.
No, but I was just saying to you that if you went and just played a pickup game with people who are good at baseball, you could probably, if you don't know the sport at all, you'll end up contributing less than you will at basketball. Baseball is a very specific skill.
Hold on,
that
whoa,
if you don't
say
have
that
it
one more time, you contribute less in baseball.
Yeah, I think it's harder.
No, you'll
pick
be a
up
detriment to your team in basketball, dude. If you're playing 2-on-2 basketball, you're going to lose if you don't have to play basketball. In baseball,
I don't think that's true.
It's all 9 people on a fucking team. Your team can still win. You're not going to be the
okay. You're a bigger team. You're a bigger proportion of your team.
Even if it's 6-on-6.
In baseball, they can hide you in right field. In basketball, they can't hide you.
Yes, no, I get what you're saying. In basketball, 5-on-5, if you suck and there's 4 great players, those guys can still go win with a fifth lead player.
Like,
they're not. You're just not going to do that much.
It happens all the time.
So I'm just saying that I think in baseball, though, if you're playing at least with people who know how to play, learning how to hit is a very specific skill. Getting the ball in the hoop is a lot more doable than learning how to like get hit, catch. All those things, very specific hand-eye coordination.
Catching is
hitting
is difficult.
The point you were making is if you learn basketball, you can transition into baseball easier. The greatest basketball player of all time could not even come close to transitioning into baseball.
Yeah.
He flopped when he tried to do it because it's like hitting.
It's more
and
of a,
all that.
It's more of a skill than an athlete.
He was in better shape than Michael Jordan. Outrun any of those motherfuckers, but he just couldn't play baseball with them.
Well, here's the thing. If I played baseball, I could hit a baseball off of anybody who doesn't play baseball. If you didn't play baseball and you pitched at it, I could hit the fucking ball.
Yeah, that's you're right about that.
You know, it's like that's kind of anyway. Whatever. I want to. Who's the fattest? Who was it? Oliver Miller.
Oliver Miller.
He's in twice as good a shape as anybody
basketball.
In the room right now.
That's basketball fat. Like that's really fat for basketball.
Jack's
so Temple, you started Shredded Club?
Yeah, so
how many days you in?
Day 4 completed last night, so I'll be doing day 5 tonight.
What is this?
Day 5 today. Jeff's Shredded Club,
yeah.
So what is it? What do you do?
It is the gayest workout videos ever, but it's supposed to get you shredded. Legit.
Brother, it's good though, right?
Yeah, the drop sets are crazy. Like, and
that's
I feel the
at.
Difference. So I started, I was finishing up a workout last week, and I added drop sets into that shit, and I could feel the difference.
Yeah, if you are, it's pretty advanced. I'll say it's a pretty advanced workout. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing nuts. If you've worked out, you can lift for an hour, and that's nothing crazy for you.
Right.
You could jump into this program, and you're going to get fucking shredded. I'm getting fucking...
I know. That's what it says. So I saw the picture that you posted, which is funny because that you posted that yesterday.
Yeah.
Were you wearing that same shirt? So
no,
you wearing a workout shirt?
But I was wearing a workout shirt. Okay, pull it up, Robbie. Pull me up, baby. These fucking shoulders right
where
now.
Where at?
Nah, yeah, I see. You're getting the veins and stuff. And that was the thing. So I said what did I say on your Instagram picture when
you
posted
it? You said
you
want to do a fucking challenge.
I said, do you want to do it?
Yeah, you started in a better place. You also started off with black jeans. So you have multiple things that are better than me.
No. That's not a race thing. He's got some great black jeans.
There
is there's
Levi's 547.
You wear them with white sneakers, the white really pops.
You put some bronzer on at the end of it and compare.
That's the problem is, no, you're starting off in a better place. I was morbidly obese at one point, okay? So you're going to look better than me basically in any iteration of our exercise things. You know, you're never going to really...
So the competition is who can look better or the competition is like some type of...
I was going to compare it at the end, because you're going to do it for 8 weeks, right?
Well, by the way, I've also added another version. What I do is I add 45 seconds of jump rope at the end of every single set.
I added this other version where you have a pastrami sandwich right in the middle. And every time he says, do another set, you get a bite.
No.
So you're making it sound like you're going to do something better, though.
I'm doing something better. I added a 45-second set of jump rope at the end of every single exercise set.
Are you doing cardio before?
Just about 5 minutes of jump rope to warm up.
Okay.
But right. I'm moving the whole time, just pouring sweat.
Right, right, right. So that's what I said. So you're already going to be on an advanced workout thing. So let's revisit it. How long are you going to do it for?
I'll probably do it for 2 months straight.
Two months straight?
Then I'll switch it up for a
is
little
there
bit.
Like a thing where they have something where like you go till you fail?
I do. Now, see, what I think, they don't do it.
See, what
I've added...
To me, the competition is this, okay? We get a video camera on both you guys, and you're doing some crazy intense workout till you fail. Whoever fails first loses.
That's how you package it. You look good now. You look great. I'm starting to see veins coming out your shoulders.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm there yet.
But your stomach's going to look better. That's the thing.
My lady cooks. I'm not even working out abs right now.
Are we going dick out? Because Dave's taking this.
Yeah, definitely. Dick out, I'm taking it.
You got a big old fat dick? I bet you do. You fucking assholes.
Do all the fucking P90X you want to, Lewis. Never going to get you a big black dick.
Yeah. You got a big black dick, you're crushing it.
Which, really, I don't really need to be in shape, but, you know, I kind
of
like it.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, really, come on. Just let yourself go. God gave you a big black dick. He's like, what are you doing, bro?
If your dick is big and you're heavier, like if I had a big dick and I'm like Zach size to really put weight into you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, there's no
Zach is a little
all
dick.
Those fat guys with big dicks.
It doesn't happen. Why is that? Why is it that fat guys have small dicks? What a weird thing.
I have it a lot of people.
Vagina fat.
But it's not just the fat around it. It's not just that. I do feel like, and I've had chicks say this before.
Because when I look at my dick in bigger dicks. When I look at my dick in the mirror, I eat.
Yo, do you spit in the urinal? Like, do you hock spit in the urinal before pissing?
No.
What?
Because, all right, I've been trying to figure this out for a while. When I'm in a urinal and there's like a white guy at the urinal next to me, they always hock spit.
I've seen it before.
My homie told me that they're doing it because I'm black. And it's like when they see their dick compared to my dick, they're like, you know, is that a thing?
No.
No, I've seen people spit in the urinal before, and it's, I'm like,
but they
the
like
fuck
spit
is that
before
doing?
They piss. Like,
I would
Frenchmen in the 1700s. You make me sick.
But I see it all
you
the time.
You make me sick with your big black dick.
Big black dick.
You bring big black dick in public?
Public with your big black dick. All right, let's get some questions, and we're going to get out of here.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what the fuck is up, people. Question of the day. We always end the show with a couple questions. Go on my Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. I will post it the morning of the show around 9 a.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays. You guys can post a question there. Or you can go to gomezcomedy.com. Go to the contact page, and you could submit your question there. Just make sure you put question of the day in the subject line so I know where it's at, and it's easily searchable. Make it easy on me, guys, and I'll make it easy on you. One of the fans calls me all the time now, by the way, because we give out my number on Legion of Skanks. So this dude calls me up, you know, probably, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. So I had to have a real conversation with him last night. I'm, like, hanging out with my son, and I'm like, I was like, dude, like, you gotta just stop calling. I was like, I don't want to block your. I don't care. I was like, I'm not gonna block your number. I don't, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a fan. He like wants to just be like, hey, what's going on, dude? I have this great idea for the show. So I'm like, dude, you gotta like once every 3 months, call me with an idea. You know, save them up. If you gotta, it's like, I'll answer the call. I talk to these guys. Like,
have you
learned
anything about the guy?
No, but I don't even know his name. I don't even know his name. He just asks me shit and gives me suggestions for the show, and like they do this sometimes. That, you know. And it's fine, but I had to tell him, I was like, dude, you're just fucking calling for no reason too much. So fucking, you know, dial it back a little.
It's so weird that your line is just way further than it should be. So it's just hilarious that when you draw it there, it's like, listen, buddy, we can be pen pals, sure. We can talk on the phone. When I wake up and when I go to sleep, I think of you. Yeah. But, bro, I need my me time. Like, you're like, all right, I guess. I'm just not really having conversations with people I don't know.
Yeah.
You're literally like the chick that is in a gangbang, and when the black guy shows up, number 19. No! No yeah. black guys!
I'm not a whore!
He's not number 19. That's just his jersey.
I only counted seven. It's just, don't worry.
This is from Paul. He says, hi from Australia. I have a question, mate. I can't do an Australian accent. Can anybody here do one?
Well, you're not going to get on SNL doing that.
Yeah. It was a writing gig. Let's be clear.
If you had to work as a gigolo, how much would you charge? The job is to have sex with married women while their husbands watch and maybe gives you encouragement, but no touching from him. You don't know how old she is or what she looks like. You're just showing up for these gigs. What are you doing on the weekend? Regards, Paul. All right, so basically, how much would you charge to fuck somebody's wife? You're not going to know how much it is. You got a rate. You know what I'm saying? You're not fucking, you're not price gouging.
Hold on, I don't understand. Someone comes up to me, they want me to fuck their wife.
No.
No, he's
you're
going
to be on.
He's ordering you, right? They're ordering you.
All right, you know, all right, this is all right. Fine.
I'd say
that's a better way to do it.
Yeah,
fine.
Let's alter this.
Indecent proposal. Fine. Yes, that's what it is. You're at a comedy show. Some dude comes up to you, okay? No one's around.
Wants to fuck my wife.
No.
No.
He wants you to fuck his wife. He wants you to cuck him, okay? How much? You don't know what the wife looks like. He's just going to say, hey, I'm not going to show you what she looks like. Okay, that's part of the thrill for me is like you're fucking a stranger. Mm-hmm. Like you literally walk in like you guys are strangers. That's really hot to me, right? You know.
Can I just ask if she's hot at all, though?
She's the most beautiful woman on earth.
No, shut up, faggot. What does a real person think of her?
Treat it like a comedy show. You're getting paid. What's your rate?
So, yeah, that's the thing. You don't know. That's it. What's the rate that you're going to charge to go fuck this woman? Honestly, as an
But
honest
I don't
thing.
Have a flat rate for playing a fucking, you know, a 300-person crowd that I fucking brought
but
people to or something else.
You might not
so
have
I got to know.
Rate.
Now, okay,
plus,
here's
they can
here's
get a
the
deal
answer.
If they have Dave and Lewis co-fucking.
That's your plus
I'll be
for
like,
the podcast afterwards?
Look, I can't fill up your wife by myself, but if me and Lewis both co-fill up your wife, I think we could probably
for an extra
we could probably
50,
fill
Mike
that
Feeney will drive us
this
to fuck your
wife. This guy's gonna open up for me. He's gonna do 5 minutes.
We gotta be able to get Feeney on because he has a car.
Can we get a local guy maybe that could help us fill up his wife?
Zach can't fuck her first. He's too high energy and fucks up the whole thing.
Zach's just
he's really dirty,
so I'd rather put Zach in later.
Be later on in the
I'd rather throw him in, but I'd really like to get him a few minutes. He's good. But
and
no,
I'll
okay, so my answer to your question is, yes. If you say that to me, I'm going to have to assume in my mind that your wife is hideous.
Okay,
like that's
works.
What I'm going to assume.
Fine.
Because
that's okay.
If you won't,
come up with
so
a
I'm going with hideous prices.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, in reality, dude, I don't really fucking know. I probably just
yeah,
wouldn't
that's,
do it.
I'm about to
you
say,
probably
do
just
it?
Wouldn't
don't
do it.
Sit
yeah.
There
there's
and
a
act
price,
like it's going to cost you money.
There's
to
a
fuck
price.
Hideous pussy.
Throw a price. Throw a price at me.
$75.
No, it's ridiculous.
Fuck
no
hideous.
Way.
But you
no,
wouldn't
no, no,
get
no, no,
paid
no, no.
to fuck a hideous.
Dude, you ask Lewis. I'm pretty picky about
yeah,
who I
picky.
Fucking hook up with.
So hold on, listen. He goes, I'll give you $750 to fuck my wife right now back at the hotel. Nobody's gonna know. You're just
no.
gonna fuck her from. I'm gonna jerk off. I'm not gonna touch
no.
you.
No.
Really?
$750.
$750 right now. Dude.
It's just too weird. It's too weird of a fucking thing.
Okay. What if the guy's kind of attractive?
I'm in. Free. Keep your money. Keep your money,
kiss
sir.
Me, sir.
Watch
I'll
me.
Give you. He
watch
goes,
me do my
he goes,
thing.
Here, I'll give you $750. I'll give you $1,000. No, get
right,
out.
He goes, fine.
Tell
fine.
Your wife to beat it.
$1,500. You just got to fuck my wife. Got a condom. He's going to jerk off Dave. I know there's no way you're saying no to $1,500. I see it in your face. You're lying if
$1,500. Let me see the $1,500. You got it in cash on
your
you?
Price?
No, I'm not saying
I think you do it for $1,250. I think if they came with $1,250 right now, all you got to do is get
no.
your car, put it
in. Nah, not when you already said $1,500.
You don't have to come.
Yeah, you're going to come.
Oh, I don't have to come?
Nope.
So what
do
I have to do? How long?
You do got to get it hard and go and give it your
you gotta
all.
Fuck.
Well, here's another thing, and I genuinely mean this. I don't know.
You're being paid up front.
I don't know if
pleasure.
I don't know if I can
Dave, you're,
get
you're,
it hard for any chick. Like I if you're a really gross chick,
she's going to have sex with you, so she's gonna, you know, do shit.
No,
back
I assume it's voluntary. I mean, I'm not raping.
Yeah, but
his
you
wife.
Know, he's saying that he can't get his dick hard for a big fat pig.
What the fuck is the matter with you, man?
It would just that shit would turn me off.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the big fat pig because I've done that plenty of times. But
it's
it would
the condom.
Be the condom.
By the way,
that's actually partially true.
Yeah, yeah.
The condom, and also the dude there would fuck
yeah,
with me.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to paint myself out to be honest. I've hooked up with like fat chicks before. It's just I'd have to be like drunk in the moment, horny in the mood to do it. You can't just throw that at me. Like, oh, do you want to go fuck this really gross chick? I'm gonna be like, I don't know, dude. But what Lewis is saying is probably true too. Like a hot chick, I could get past the fact that there's a dude jerking off who I don't know. Like I've had orgies, run trains on girls, all that shit. But it's always with guys I know. That's what I do with my boys. Not some
see,
random dude
that's
jerking
why
off.
I love those guys. When you see videos of like guys fucking in the subway or some shit like that, that's a real alpha male that can just get it up Oh yeah, I do that
shit. That's a fucking.
I do that shit all the time, but that turns me on. It's not a dude jerking off watching me though. That would.
It's
fuck
different.
With me.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah. That's a very different.
If I'm fucking in a window of my hotel and people walk by, I'm way in.
That I'm way into.
Yeah. No, no, no. Like
I'm talking about, you know, people are like, yo, yeah. dude, and they're watching. Yes. Because some people, you know, you can't. You see when they pull people in off the on the van. To go and try and fuck the porn star and they can't get it up.
That was probably my favorite jerk off category of porn for a very, very long time was the random dude, Fuck Team 5, that style, where a random dude, they pull him into a van and the girls would kind of shame him while they suck his dick. And I'd be like, oh, this is great. I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
One step further. I always love when
you were that guy.
One baby step further.
When the dude prematurely ejaculates and they humiliate him after.
Oh, that's great.
Cool boy.
Yeah. All right, look, real quick because we got to go, but what's your price real quick?
Full tank of gas, dude. I'm over there for $20.
You do it for just fucking big old fuck it. All right, that's funny. Zachy?
$175.
Yeah, I'd go $500. I would do it for $500.
Wow.
That's really my price for almost anything. I'll do a comedy show for $500.
Do you guys think,
for $500.
Do you guys like it? I wonder who won in the real situation, because like either there's basically two scenarios: either I got more money than you guys, or I priced myself out, and they were just like, "Oh, yeah,
sorry, Dave. Sorry, Dave."
But I'll be honest with you: he's the one that he's black. Yeah. That's the classic cut.
It really
and I'm cheap.
It really hurts me that a big dick black guy just came in and undercut my wages.
But
by
I think I make a strong case.
This guy will work for nothing.
Now you're with Trump, right? Get me out of your country.
I mean, we gotta
huh?
build a wall.
All right, let's
these people
let's
are taking our jobs.
Right, but we're going to wrap it up. All right, so look, man, thank you guys so much for joining us on The Real Ass
Thank
Pod.
You, brother.
Dave Smitty, love you, brother. Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. I am, two letters, Dave Temple.
Yeah.
On Twitter and Instagram as well. Zach, is that funny? At Luis J. Gomez. At I am Shannon Lee. That's the thing in the studio today. Shannon, I didn't yell at you about my cleaning lady. You're lucky we didn't get to it. Look, man, we'll be back on Monday with The Real Ass Podcast. You guys are the fucking shit. Go to iTunes, leave us the review, win a fucking t-shirt. We'll check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.